Hello and welcome to the Outdoor Lives podcast. My name is Mike Rain and I am the presenter and sponsor of this podcast. You can find out more about me, the workshops, my books, the other products I have to sell you at mikerain.co.uk. You can also get early access and ad-free access to these podcasts by joining my Patreon channel. That's patreon.com/Mike Rain. If you are on Facebook, you can follow me on Notes from the Hill, where you get lots of free updates from what's going on out and about here where I live in Eriri. If you would like to take over the sponsorship of this podcast, then I would be delighted to hear from you. But until that day, it'll be me wittering on about my products. The Outdoor Lives podcast is a series of podcasts aimed at outdoor leaders, particularly mountain leaders, mountaineering instructors, hill and moorland leaders. We tend to talk about the uplands, but there's a lot of interest for lowland leaders too. We try to talk to people who have an interest in the same places that we do. So land managers, conservationists, environmentalists. We talk to landowners. We talk to other people who work on the land. They may be farmers, they may be working with farmers, they may be working on conservation projects. We also try and talk to people who work in our field. So we've got people who've written books about being in the outdoors, we've got people who run outdoor courses, and we've got people who've done things a little differently. You know, maybe they've become an internet sensation, or they've won an award for the work that they do. So there's a wide range of podcasts. You can get all the back editions on whatever podcast platform you listen on. If you want some of the more specific ones, then just join me on Patreon. It's only £4 a month, and you've got access to most of the backlog of Outdoor Lives. So be lovely to hear more from you. Meanwhile, here's today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Hello and welcome to the Upland Lives podcast. My name is Mike Rain and today's guest is Staff Sergeant Nathan Jones. Nathan is an adventurous training instructor in the Royal Army Physical Training Corps. Nathan's also on a mission to transform people's lives through the power of the outdoors and by connecting wannabe adventurers. And something I think might be interesting to listeners is his movement into a package, a program, a project called Discover a Guide Platform, and we'll be talking to him about that during the podcast. So but let's start off with introducing Nathan. How are you today?
Yeah, really good, thank you, Mike. Yeah, cheers for having us on the pod.
And what have you been doing? You've been out and about on the mountain bikes, I believe.
Yeah, this week I am delivering a mountain bike foundation course, so yeah, it was a very wet day in Gwydir Forest.
Yes, I know all about those. I'm sure a lot of our listeners do as well.
Yeah.
We need to do some sort of businessy stuff first, because yep. Not everybody listening will understand the military world. You're still in the military.
I am, yeah.
And you are a staff sergeant.
That's correct, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, so you join the army either as an officer or a soldier. And a staff sergeant is just a rank in the soldier aspect. So you're a non-commissioned officer or an officer. So I think staff sergeant's up there with it's the fifth rank up out of maybe seven.
Right, that sounds good. And you're in the Royal Army. What's the Royal Army?
So I'm the Royal Army Physical Training Corps.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so this is just a corps within the British Army. I think it's made up of around 450, 460 instructors. Yeah, so it's quite a small cohort of us. So we got our royal title in 2010 when we celebrated our 150th anniversary. Before that, it was called the Army Physical Training Corps.
And that's been around for 150 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It sounds like a pretty good job. I meet quite a few out and about on the hill and that. And in fact, my next door neighbour is an ex-instructor from San Roos. You know,
yeah.
He had a great time there. Do you enjoy the job? Is it good?
Yeah, you know what, Mike? There isn't really a day that goes by where I don't really wake up and pinch myself to how lucky that I actually am doing this job within the army. As I said, we're a small cohort, and ATIs within the Royal Army Physical Training Corps, they're even less. And I was driving down into Gwydir today, and I was just smiling because, we're outdoors, and we're just super lucky. And we don't just do it in North Wales. We kind of travel all over the world instructing AT. So it's
So
really
you don't just mountain bike. What else do
yeah.
you do? Where else do you do
Wow. So this could go on for a while, yeah.
it?
We've got a plethora of activities, and very similar to the outdoor centres, Plessy Brenin and Glenmore Lodge and Tollymoor. But we're mountain biking, rock climbing, mountaineering, sea kayaking, whitewater kayaking, canoeing, alpine mountaineering, winter climbing, winter mountaineering. Yeah, the list goes on. It really does.
Wow, that sounds as good as it gets, but you've also started this Discover a Guide idea. So I'm guessing the army time is coming to a close and you're looking to the future. You're not doing this all at the same time, are you?
I am, Mike. Yeah. So I've been serving coming up to 14 years now. So roughly around 10 years left. Obviously, I can leave whenever I choose to do so. But I don't plan on leaving. This is a it's a brilliant job, and I love doing it, and I have done for 14 years. So yeah, I'm pretty busy at the minute. So yeah, I'm doing this alongside.
So tell us about Discover a Guide. Where did the idea come from? Why have you set it up and what is it?
Yeah, so Discover a Guide is essentially an all-in-one platform for potential clients or normal people to find an outdoor professional in a plethora of activities all over the UK as well. The reason why I kind of came across the idea, I've been sat on the idea for quite a while, to be honest with you, and kind of took the plunge this January to just have a go at it and do it. But there was a couple of reasons why. One, I found that the outdoors or the outdoor industry was relatively disjointed in terms of, you've got your paddle sports, you've got your mountaineering, your mountain biking, and all the other activities, but they don't it's not necessarily like an interlink between them, which was really frustrating on a personal basis. And we're living now really in a digital age. The digital age is taking over. And there wasn't necessarily too much out there with regards to the outdoors in the digital age. So you've got all these companies like Airbnb, Checkatrade, Uber, and they're making things really, really easy for people. So yeah, I just, made up Discover a Guide just to kind of do the same, but for the outdoor world, create a community for instructors and make it easy for people to get out there, because the outdoor world has got so many benefits, as you know, to people both physically and mentally. And the more I kind of delve into it, the more I see loads of quite alarming statistics with regards to, your mountain rescue. I mean, last year, Llanberis team reaching over 300 call outs. And it is alarming, and you see it all the time out on the hill that people aren't necessarily prepared. And I just think if they delve into the outdoor worlds and use the absolutely amazing outdoor professionals we have in the UK, these teams won't be as busy.
It's definitely an interesting area, and I'm totally with you about the disparate nature of our activities. It's very frustrating. But even within the mountaineering world, we have four representative organizations. So you've got to start there before you crack on. Now, this has been tried before. People have done this sort of thing and it hasn't worked. I suspect the time is right. Is that how have you, what sort of research have you done? Have you looked at why it hasn't worked in the past? Why you think the time's right? Why now, Nathan?
Well, it's a difficult question to answer, to be honest with you. Well, I believe the time is right now. Especially after the COVID-19 pandemic, the outdoors has just got so popular for a lot of people, and people use it for a little bit of respite, or they are interested in becoming an outdoor professional themselves. But not only that, I think, I'm super enthusiastic about getting people outdoors. And you take a plunge and invest in yourself, and you just got to hope it pays off, really. But yeah, I really do think we're living in an age now where the outdoors needs a bit of ease to it.
So, are you an IT whiz, or are you the sort of creative genius?
I don't know what I am, to be honest with you, Mike. But no, so I'm working with a digital agency that I've created the website itself. And that took a couple of months. And it is an ongoing project. I've got so many plans to add little bolt-on things to the platform itself. But yeah, I don't know what I am. I can't really answer that. Some people might call me silly, some people might call me a bit of an entrepreneur, but I don't know what I am. I'm just a regular guy.
I can quite see this is not going to make any money for a while, but
Yeah.
have you had to invest a lot? Have you got investors behind you? Where's the money come from?
The money's come from myself at the minute. Yeah, it's fully invested from myself. And you're right. You're right, to be honest with you. And it's not necessarily a money-making machine, because I know as well as you and as well as all the other outdoor professionals listening that the outdoor industry, you need money for all of the insurances, for all of the memberships, and just to get out there. The kit and equipment is expensive enough. So what I don't want to do is completely fleece everybody using the platform. So I'm well aware of that. But yeah, and it needs to generate like a bit of business before it starts making a little bit of money, a little bit of profit. But yeah, the only
I
time
know
to tell you that.
platforms like Just Eat and
Yep.
Deliveroo, I know they struggle to make money, don't they? So you must have to aim for a certain volume before it
Yeah.
starts to cash in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
At the moment, it sometimes feels as though the general public go to the best website or the person who's best on Facebook.
Yep.
They really don't understand the outdoor qualifications.
Yeah.
How do you get around that? How will you convince the members of the public that you're offering the right sort of people for the things they want to do?
Yeah. So, first of all, every outdoor professional building a profile on Discover a Guide, they send in their certificates. Yeah. So we've got verified proof that they are who they are and their qualifications are, legit. And then I guess it's just a case of raising awareness and spreading the word through the platform. With regards to the different qualifications, the different remits of them qualifications, because a mountain guide might not necessarily want to be taking a couple of people up Snowdon on the pig track, so it's just raising awareness with regards to that through blogs, through social media, and also linking it back into the mountain training website as well, because they explain it perfectly on there.
Yeah, so if somebody doesn't know anything about going rock climbing, for example, they come on to get the name right, Discover the Guide.
Yeah.
I want to go rock climbing in Snowdonia.
Yep.
Do they then have to pick the appropriately qualified person, or does your platform say this is the type of person you need?
No, so they will select the activity that they want to search for a professional in and the area, and then those people who are certified in that activity will then pop up for them.
I
Uh,
see.
so we break it down into, for example, indoor rock climbing and
Yeah.
outdoor rock climbing.
Yeah.
And it's up to them to then essentially pick for if they want to do single pitch, if they want to work through the RCI scheme or the MCI scheme themselves, then they can select a provider to do that through.
That's really interesting, because if you're coming rock climbing in Wales,
yep,
you might not know what we mean by single pitch or multi pitch. So yep. Is that how you say it, or do you say, is this your first time climbing, or do you just want a taster, or, you know, how do you get around that sort of problem of ascertaining whether they need, let me get it right, an RCI and RCDI?
Yeah.
I can't remember more. A CWI, a CWDI, a WMCI, and MC, it's, you know,
yeah, it's bad, isn't it? There's a lot of acronyms in the outdoor world, equally there is, you know, in the military as well. But I guess you're right, Mike. I guess it's just a case of raising awareness through the blogs and through the website, linking it back into mountain training and you know, all these different governing bodies.
Yeah.
But it is a confusing world, and it's constantly changing as well.
It is. And I mean, I have completely lost touch of the paddle sports qualifications now. And the mountain biking, there are different ones, are there?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well, good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Will be where the work is. So how does it work? Are you intending to go global or just UK? So let me say, let's just stick UK at the moment. I'm going on holiday on the west coast of Scotland. And do you know what? I fancy doing a bit of sea kayaking.
Yep. So you would literally, within three or four clicks, you will be able to find an outdoor professional in whatever activity you want to be going in. So, yeah, sea kayaking is one of them. You will click the area or the county that you're in or want to be in, and literally search, you know, find my guide, up your pop. And then you can book through the Discover a Guide platform. You can book that, but I have got absolutely nothing to do with, you know, any kind of financial transactions and all that kind of stuff. That is purely to do with the outdoor professional themselves. So I am, or essentially, Discover a Guide is the link platform between the two.
So it's like a central advertising house.
100%. Yeah, it is the same as Checkatrade and, you know, Uber. Airbnb and all these platforms. Yeah.
And would you see it developing along the lines of, say, booking.com, whereby you do take the money and then you give it out to the providers? Is that a long way?
I have not got any plans for that, to be honest with you, Mike. What I would say is that it's quite a controversial subject at the minute with regards to what freelancers are charging potential clients. But you know, part of our ethos and part of our values is that we're not underselling the freelance outdoor professionals. Okay, so you know, we uphold that ethos, but I guess it's really hard to control that unless I or Discover a Guide gets involved with the financial transactions.
Interesting. Yeah. So what stage are you at now? Are you looking for guides now, or where are you at?
Yeah, so we're fully live. So if you just pop onto discoveraguide.com, you'll be able to have a look through the platform itself. Currently, we have around about 67 professionals that are registered, and I think 15 to 20 professionals that are out there are currently live. They're verified, and you can book on through the site. What's really good, though, is and I made this completely clear when I wanted to go through the idea, is, as you know, a lot of outdoor professionals have their own websites, you know, they have their own social medias, and they push that, and they're doing an absolutely amazing job. So the professionals on the site can link in their websites as well, their social medias, and they can track how many clicks and viewings they get through Discover a Guide onto their websites. So not necessarily booking through Discover a Guide, but they can get more traffic onto their websites and potentially a booking that way as well. So we're just opening up everything, really.
So how are you reaching out to potential people to be on the site?
Well, at the minute, I'm using your podcast. But yeah, so I'm working with a PR agency. We're currently in magazines. I'm on the radio tomorrow. Featuring on other podcasts, so it's this is the time where really, hopefully, you know, the traction really does start.
Sounds a canny move. You've got a PR agent on the job.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to be able to do everything myself.
That to me sounds like you mean business, Nathan. This is serious.
Yeah, I am really serious about it. Like I said at the beginning, I am super enthusiastic about, you know, getting people into the outdoors. And, you know, we really, as ATIs in the Army, working with the Joint Services, we lend ourselves at the minute to really unlocking people's developmental side, so their leadership, their resilience, coping mechanisms of the outdoors. And I just love it. I love seeing people smile outdoors and really just enjoy themselves. It's a great feeling.
Are you making links with, I don't know, people like MTA or AMI, those sort of people? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I'm currently in talks with a couple of the governing bodies themselves and the associations. So I'm currently in talks with Mountain Training, AMI, NBC UK, Mountain Bike, and Association of British Mountain Bike Guides. Mm-hmm. And essentially what I would love to do is just be like an ambassador for them associations and them governing bodies, you know. Because it also makes Discover a Guide a lot more credible.
Yeah.
But you know, they're doing an amazing job as it is, and a lot of them do have, I mean, Mountain Training, you've got find a guide on there or find a professional. But yeah, it's just linking back into that, you know, it's just super disjointed.
It is super disjointed, isn't it? So talking about disjointed, if you are a member of the Association of Mountaineering Instructors, I know you've done CPD, and there's not a formal quality assurance, but there is that reassurance that you're up to date and you're qualified. That's not the same in other activities, is it? How do you get over that little hurdle?
Well, part of the terms of use for a professional on the site, you know, you have to ensure that you are sticking with whatever governing body that you're with and doing the correct CPD and you know, running, staying competent, essentially. And that's part of the deal being on the platform, you know. And I'm also pushing out guides to potential users or potential clients, things to check if they book through Discover a Guide with a professional. You know, ask what their registration number is, ask if they've got their logbook competency within 3 years, or, you know, and let's see the certificates.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to make it as transparent as possible, really.
But you can deal with all that when people sign up with you, presumably.
Absolutely. Yeah. So to be on the platform, they are ticking the box that they are understanding our terms of use and that kind of bits and bobs, yeah.
Sounds good. How will you make it?
Great question. Well, I suppose really what I'm thinking at the minute is more advertising for brands on the website. To do that, I need to gain traffic on the website itself, and kind of just be an associate or an ambassador for these big outdoor brands.
Got to be some commission at some point, either from the people who were employing a guide or from the guides who are advertising.
Yeah. So I did, my original plan back January last year was to have a 3-tiered subscription. Mm-hmm. So gold being £2 a month, silver being £4. Bronze being silver.
Yeah.
Bronze being £2, you know, silver, and then gold being whatnot. And those subscriptions will let you do different things on the platform itself. But you know, linking back to what I said earlier on about not really wanting to fleece any outdoor instructors, I kind of just made it right. We're free, we're good to go, and I have absolutely zero plans to be changing that. You know, and if I want to, or if I think that won't, like a 1% commission through the booking of Discover a Guide is right, But at the minute, I really don't think it is, because then it then lends me to getting financially involved, transactions going through Discover a Guide, you know, and I really don't have any plans for that in the future.
So at the moment, you're doing it for fun?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, I mean, that's encouraging for people, isn't it? They can see you're not a big business here to rip them off. If there are people listening who want to give it a go, there's nothing to stop them, is it? They just crack on.
There's absolutely nothing to stop them itself. And a few professionals on there already. You know, there's always teething problems with digital things nowadays, but you know, every time there is, I'm straight onto the agency that I'm working with, and we're getting it solved straight away. So it's pretty seamless booking on. But I would say for a professional going on there, it's just like building a social media profile. So you need to give yourself about 10 minutes. You need everything at hand. So you need your certificates. You know, we accept screenshots, certificates, PDFs, and that's all held on a database behind the scenes kind of thing.
And that'll be up to them to keep that up to date, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So every time, if for example, you're a mountain leader, you're a winter mountain leader, and you've just gone and done your WMCI or your MCI, and you know, you then update that on the site.
Yeah,
I can see all of that, and you know, I'll be asking the qualification for the proof of that. Yeah.
How did you come up with the name?
Yeah. So at first, I was like waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, like so many different ideas going through my head. You know, I was mega excited about the whole thing. Still am.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was pretty catchy, to be honest with you. Now, you know, I work with a fair amount of professionals. Some of them are mountain guides themselves, who were questioning me. So why have you called it a guide when it's not just about mountain guides, you know? And, you know, that's completely fair enough. But I think the way that people without the outdoor, outside of the outdoor industry, you know, the vocabulary that they would use, is that I'm just getting guided out for a day. So I just wanted to break it down, and I'll be explaining that, you know, when I go through all of the qualifications and all that. But essentially, yeah, discovering outdoor professional just didn't ring any bells for me.
No, you're absolutely right, Nathan. We are very guilty of inward looking in our world. Yeah. We need to be outward looking, and that's what you're trying to do here.
Yeah.
I can't believe where the time's gone, Nathan. We are coming near to the end here. Yeah. Is there anything we haven't covered? I'm really conscious that I'm not sure if I've covered everything.
Oh, I think we have, to be honest with you, Mike. Yeah, I mean, if there anybody is listening and wanting to get involved in the Discover a Guide journey, then, you know, just hop over to the website, discoveraguide.com, have a little look through. You know, you can contact me directly at Nathan at discoveraguide.com. I'll answer any questions, you know, and I just really want to emphasize the fact that, you know, I want to make this transparent for everybody, not just inside the industry, but outside as well. Just want to do good and spread a little outdoor love.
That's brilliant, Nathan. Thanks very much for that. I wish you all the best of luck with it. I'm quite sure you'll get a few people giving it a try.
Yeah.
I suppose the word of warning is these things are quite a slow build, aren't they? You know,
absolutely.
You're not going to sign up and suddenly be rammed with business. But if they get in there early, they're more likely to be to do well from it, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And the professionals can track their own traction on there as well. So, like I mentioned, you can see your bookings, you can see your clicks and through onto your social media or websites as well.
Well, Nathan Jones, thank you very much indeed. Diolch yn fawr.
No problem, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to that podcast. I hope you're inspired and interested. Just to let you know, Nathan is running across the Welsh 1000 metre peaks as a fundraiser for the Llanberis Mountain Rescue Team. And he'd be delighted if one or two of you could chip in a few quid for that. Obviously a good cause close to all our hearts. So just go to Just Giving, discover a guide, fundraiser for Llanberis Mountain Rescue Team. Discover a guide, fundraiser for Llanberis Mountain Rescue Team. Thanks again, folks. See you around. And just a final reminder, you can get these podcasts free to air as soon as they're released on my Patreon channel, patreon.com/MikeRain. It's 4 quid a month, folks. Come on, let me see you there. Cheers now, bye.